The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Heyo, heyo, heyo.
What's up, CCs? How y'all doing?
Oh my God.
We.
No, honestly, wow.
We
have had a day.
A month?
No, I feel crazy.
Guys, we haven't done one of these episodes in so long, and I've just gotten a second wind of energy because I'm so excited to just yap, 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 chit chat.
I can't relate because I am running on literally no sleep and just literally cortisol levels. I'm sorry, my cortisol is raging through the roof. I'm exhausted.
Well, I had a nap, so I cheated.
You did have a nap. I'm so jealous, but I'm going to get a second wind soon because I have something exciting on tonight that I'm nervous for. So like, I'm not telling you. So I'm like nervous but excited. And we had plans for a different podcast today, but sadly our guest couldn't make it on. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of excited because I feel like we genuinely haven't just sat down and chatted, like no notes in our phone kind of vibe, just chatting with the CCs, chatting with each other. Like, what the fuck is up, Lou?
We were talking about this the other day. We live together, we work together, we socialize together, and yet all we do still is yap, yap, yap.
Like, even
on the train here, she's showing me photos of her day because I wasn't there with her today. And she's like, oh, let me catch you up on my day. This is what I did last night.
Bricky, and look at the dessert we had. Oh my God, I can't wait to take you back there. By the way, when you come to London, everyone has to go and eat at the Main
in Mayfair.
Maine. It is genuinely my favorite restaurant. Best vibes, jazz, best food ever. I took my mum there last night for her little birthday dinner.
It's a vibe.
I love it so much. Just really good food. And oh my God, we have so many updates for you guys. So I've been on my Candida diet.
Yeah.
For the past 2 months, no alcohol has touched these lips until last Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. We went to Post Malone and she looked at me and she goes, I think I'm going to do it.
Well, I looked at you. I looked at Shimmer. I looked at Hannah. I said, guys. And I just I knew I already wanted to do it, but I needed the tick of approval from everyone to be like, yes, you can break your sobriety. Because I was going to do another month. I was going to try for 3 months. I could have done it, but I was starting to just feel a bit like itchy and like just a bit like, you know, it was such a fun occasion. Like all of our friends from Oz were over. We were going, you know, backstage.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was quite exciting.
It was a great night.
We were with people from like Post Team. So we were like, this is going to be a biggie. And we had a party bus come get us and our friend Josh set it all up. And it was just
so fun.
There was no better occasion to break the sobriety for because I actually had just such a fun night. I danced. Like, it wasn't like just pointlessly drinking.
I was about to say, I think the best thing you can do moving forward is intentional drinking. And that's the same with me. I'm like, we have such big social lives. Like, if we're to drink at every social thing we go to, we would be raging alcoholics, which we were at some stage, like probably. And I think
we weren't, because like When we go to work events, I don't drink alcohol, but it's more
we're
like,
not getting drunk every time, but yeah. we were drinking alcohol like 4 nights a week, I would say, as in like one, even if it was one or two wines at like a dinner or something, or like a Sunday roast, we'd have one wine. Like,
it's just, and I think so many people do that, so habitual. And I did feel really guilty drinking again though. And even like tonight I've got a dinner and I'm like, I really do want to have like a few cocktails or a wine, but I've had this like guilt now because I do realize how pointless it is. It's like you don't really need.
Well, that's why you've got to be intentional with it and be like, okay, why am I drinking tonight? Like last Saturday it was like, okay, it's going to be a big night. Yeah. Everyone's going to be drinking. I'm going to have a few to just like
And I did feel
up.
Like so shit the next day because my body, oh my God, no. During the night I was so unwell. Like I was having fun, but I was unwell because my body was so not used to like the alcohol in my system and I haven't eaten sugar as well in 2 months, like no sugar. So I had a margarita to start and like my belly was just not fully okay. But I had the best night and I made like so many new friends on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like sometimes I'm really socially awkward and I just am a bit shut off and I stick to like my friendship group. But I like fully made new friends and it was really cute. I'm getting matcha actually with two of them tomorrow.
Aw, cute.
Yeah. Annie and Ali, the guy and the girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, blonde. Yeah,
the blonde. Oh, and the guy, Ali, who dropped us home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, well, if you're around, I'll come, obviously.
Oh, yeah, maybe I will. Before we get into it, we've got to do our mantra of the week. Well, I found a little funny, silly one. Like, just a little bit like, you're going to love this. It's like so irrelevant, but like relevant at the same time. Getting catfished by food is the most heartbreaking thing ever.
Oh my God. Absolutely. This is a random mantra.
It's a meme. It's not a mantra and it's not a quote. It's a meme. But like today.
Today's a fuck it day.
Today is a fuck
it day. Let
your
head down. It's a Friday.
Like, oh, it's not Friday. No, it's not. But Cardi and I talk about food like 80 to 90% of the time, I would say. And we are very passionate about, like, if we go somewhere and it's a bad meal, like, we will be fuming.
Oh, if our food's bad, if our much is not strong enough, if, like.
We're pissed.
We're not rude to staff, by the way.
No, like, never.
We suffer in silence. Yeah, yeah. I wish I had a pair of balls to, like, speak up sometimes. I'm getting a little bit better, but.
Sometimes we do. Like, if it's, like, if we get a picante, for example, and that's 18 pounds, they've made it, like, too much agave to the point where it's actually sickly to drink, then I will be sending it back in a very, really? Very polite way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's rare I send something back, but no, the catfishing by food, that's why last night, that's why when I find a good restaurant and it's consistently good, I will like happily tell people about it. And like the dinner last night, and maybe the dinner last night was so good because I haven't been able to eat normal like meals for 2 months because of my candida diet that I've been on. It's very restricted, and like I've got all the info on it on my TikTok if you want to know more. But like essentially when I would eat out, I could only have like steak and broccoli with no like sauces, no nothing, like salt and pepper and lemon, and like no salad dressings, nothing vinaigrette, no, nothing sugary, nothing. It was honestly, it was fine. It was just like a whole foods diet and it was simple, and I very much enjoyed doing
it. Paleo, actually.
Very paleo, but like I am a foodie. Give me the fucking
sauces.
You
love the sauces and the seasonings
and
all of that.
Give me everything. Like, it is the best thing in the world to me. So last night's dinner was just heaven, 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 heaven. I was sitting there smiling away while I was eating it. And it was just so cute taking mum out as well.
So shall we get into a little bit of where we've been at? Let's just fill the CCs in on a bit of life, because we haven't really spoken about us in a while.
I know we always say there's been a lot going on, but the past, I would have to say like 5-6 weeks has been, I've never been more dissociated in my life. And I know I'm not the only one that's felt it. Like, there is the cosmic energy that's been going on has been crazy. Like the eclipse portal that's happening, and this Mercury retrograde is whack.
Yeah, lots of solar storms.
Like, I've never felt like, yes, obviously I talk a lot about astrology and I really do believe in it wholeheartedly, but I've never been so bodily affected by it. Bodily affected physically, like physically in my body, in my soul. Like, we've been going through it, but it's so weird. Things have been difficult and a little bit like sludgy. Like, we feel like we're not moving forward, but at the same time, there's been so much growth.
100%. I think the universe has really told us to slow down so that we can go inwards and really just reevaluate our everything. Life, because sometimes the universe is literally going to shake you out of whatever you are in if you're not going to have the awareness to pull yourself out of it. Totally. And I think habits, behavioral patterns, choices, mindset, decisions, everything needed to change for both of us. And that's great. Like, we always want to be evolving and growing and being the best versions of ourselves. So thanks, uni, for giving us a little bit of a bloody shake up. But it's been
like,
I didn't have a helmet on, that's for sure.
No, I can't explain like how physically exhausted I felt and stressed, and like just not feeling like I could get on top of anything, and emotionally just like, I think my body is being in such a fight or flight state. Luckily not getting the bad anxiety that I used to get, but lots of racing thoughts and like pure exhaustion, never feeling like I'm getting enough sleep, and like not being able to catch up on myself.
But this diet for you came at the perfect time. Like, it really did force you to just like focus on health, sleep, rest, which is something that I feel like we both can neglect because we're just so go and busy, and we want to just always do the fun things, but life can't always be doing the fun things.
I don't even think it's been about the fun things. I actually think we need to give ourselves credit. We've been so focused on just work and like really trying to crack in, but we've realized – we're only two people trying to do a job that we probably need three. Well, yeah, with James, with doing the pod, but I'm talking about like in our individual stuff and like the projects we're trying to work on. Like we're two people managing, like I guess our podcast work, the extra projects that there's two that we're trying to achieve, then our own personal platforms, which have then five extended platforms on it. It's actually just been a lot, and we've realized we do need help. Like, and like it's okay to ask for help and outsource and put money towards help as well, I think. And like it's just important for us to find the right people to get help. But like I honestly got to a place where I was like, no, I cannot manage this on our own anymore. Like I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And I actually feel stressed, but we care so much about it and we're so passionate that we just really want to make sure it's all like
we want to be amazing. Doing it properly. And we want to be involved, but also we're kind of using up all of our brain power in the wrong areas that aren't our strengths. Like I think that's been a big thing of realization is going, you know, we don't really know how to do the back end of a lot of things. So like we actually need to source that and not, and be leaving some energy to put into our creative energy, which is what we're good at and what our strength is.
For sure. And I also just feel like, yeah, it's like been difficult for us to get into the industry, not get into the industry, but figure out London. And our work here and like where we sit here and
it that's us just being different. Real.
Like I'm not even going to be like, oh my God, yeah, slaying. We're not slaying, but it's just, it's new. It's so much newness and
it's a lot more hustle.
It's a full hustle.
It's a bigger pool. Every event we go to, like there are not very many familiar faces. There might be like one or two people that I've like met before.
Yeah.
But every event I go to, I'm like, wow, this is a whole new bunch of influencers and models. It's like, also it's crazy.
Just like where we want to put our energy. Like for me personally, I don't want to be going to a million events and doing that thing. Like my passion lies within this podcast and like evolving our own businesses and our brands that we want to do and like things that have more substance for me. And it's not that working with brands doesn't, if they align, of course, but I've done it for so long. Yeah. So it's like,
it's getting a bit like,
I'm not wanting to be putting my energy there, but then you face that like confliction of, well this is your job. This is part of your job. This is part of what you have to do. So anyways, we've just been navigating that and it's been just quite exhausting, but it feels really good to like work hard for something again and like really put all of our focus and commitment into something. But it's been difficult while facing quite a few like personal life, emotional journeys, which we both have really been like, honestly, going through like the fucking depths.
Yeah, because I'm about to turn 30, which I keep talking about a lot, I feel. But yeah, I had a bit of a mentee bee the other day about it. I have a few ever so often.
You're handling it well.
The other day was pretty bad. Like I honestly couldn't stop crying the whole day and I just like felt like I was drowning in my thoughts. But
and what is it though that's making you upset about the 3-0?
I think it's just knowing that like I'm entering the next phase of life and I'm like, what is that? I think for me, like my whole life growing up, I looked at 30s as a time where I would be married, where I would probably own a house and where I'd probably like be starting a family. And I don't have any of those things. So I was kind of having a bit of a breakdown going, feeling like I have nothing to show for myself. I feel like a bit of a failure. I feel like, you know, I'm really not on track, which I know there's a part of me that I know that's not true because I know that I'm on a different path. Like having a family and having a house at this age isn't my path. And I'm actually happy about that. I actually wouldn't want to be owning a house imagine me having to like look after kids and stuff. Like I actually am not there. But then there's a part of me, I think there's a part of me that's scared it's probably not going to happen for a long time. And then what if I miss that window?
You won't. And that's just the fear coming up. But it is like, for females, we were just talking about this on the train on the way here, like what there is such an immense amount of pressure on us because biologically we do have a clock that, you know, we need to, if we want to have kids, like that it needs to be achieved by a certain time. For fucking men, they can just pump in, roll in, whatever, homie. And it's hard and it's stressful because
we have to go through it physically.
How are we supposed to achieve all the things we want in that timeline before giving our life away?
Because we're both career girls. So it's like we want to fulfill our careers and that dream of ours. But then we're also trying to like find our life partner and husband. But we also, like for me, I'm like, I'm not in a rush to do that. But I'm also feel like I am against a clock to do that. So it's like really, it's a constant battle in my mind and it is a very conflicting situation.
So many people would be going through this, especially this new, like our new generation of how things just is now. And we also lost 2 years in COVID. which has a huge impact because you weren't meeting people. You weren't like really stepping forward in life. I mean, some people did. This is opposite for some people. Some people like had that whole like it sped up some people's lives.
Yeah.
Because they realized.
And they were like, let's settle down and have a baby.
Yeah. They wanted comfy, cozy. For us, it did the opposite. It was like, fuck, get us out there in the world.
Robbed us. Well, the thing is, females are wanting to have kids later now because they want to have careers, right?
Mm.
But now males are also wanting to have kids later because they're like, well, yeah. Like I speak to a lot of males who are in their mid-30s and they're like, yeah, like I'm like, are you ready for kids yet? And they're like, even my friends in my 40s, mid to late 40s, they're like, yeah, like they're That's just still unsure. And I'm like, oh my God, like men are not even
Peter Pan syndrome.
And it scares me because I'm like, oh, like, I don't know. It's hard to find someone. I'm not going to put it out there because it's not going to be hard to find someone. I know future me is going to look back and laugh at this and go, sweetie.
I already know it.
You're stressing for nothing.
That's why I don't like sit here saying much because I'm like, it's a you struggle that your brain's going through, but I can see it. It's all going to be fine. Yeah. And like, you have to have the mindset that it's going to be more than fine. It's going to be better than what your brain can even imagine. That's why you probably just can't see what it is yet.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not presented itself yet, but I know we're both going to be fine. Everyone's going to be fine. Everyone's path unfolds exactly as it needs to. And you're not missing anything that's meant for you.
You're always on time for your own life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled babbel.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We actually have some really exciting summer plans coming up, which we're going to do a whole ep on.
Oh, yeah. We'll chat all about that. But we've just started locking in some things. We're going to some new locations, which I'm very excited for. We've got Bodrum in Turkey.
Before that, we have Italy.
Oh, yeah. Before that, we just had a job come through for Puglia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say Puglia.
I know, that's how I was saying it. Puglia. Bodrum, Ibiza.
Which Bodrum has been on, I got recommended, but it's in Turkey.
Yeah.
And it's very up and coming. Oh my God.
You can keep that in there if you want. I don't give a damn.
It's a very like up and coming location that lots of people have been raving about. It's like a, I guess like a cheaper Mykonos vibe, I think, a bit more chilled.
Yes.
But I'm dying to go to Turkey. So I'm really excited that we had 2 work trips, we're lucky, that came up for Italy and Turkey. And then
anything that resembles Mykonos, I am there.
I know. I just copy paste Mykonos. I actually love it. Like, love I'm it, sorry.
Then Ibiza for my 30th, which
is a bit stressful.
It's stressing me out trying to find a villa. Like, I have like 20 friends coming. So we're trying to find 2 villas to split us up in. And anyway, then we have south of France and Italy. Then we have Cardia's birthday, which is pending. We're unsure what to do.
Well, the travel in the middle of July, like south of France and Italy, is not fully locked in yet. So we need to vibe out and see what's the tea there, what our plans are. Or like
maybe Mykonos again.
Who knows? I would love, honestly, guys, I'm a basic bitch over here, but I do love
a Mickey trip.
Mykonos and it is so crazily expensive. It's actually stupid. It makes me feel sick. But dare I say, it honestly is worth the hustle and saving that we have been doing right now.
That's why we've been really head down, ass up. Because we're like, we know we're about to have a solid, like, probably Well, we're away for June for work purposes.
Yep.
And then July is pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like a good 2 months of like travel.
We haven't gone away all year, really.
Well, I've gone to LA, but.
Oh, yeah. Forget that. I blimp when you go there because I miss you.
Yeah.
I get sad. Yeah. Maybe she's going to leave me. She's going to come back to London and say, sweetie, I'm packing my bag.
I'm fanging for another LA trip, I tell you that much. Fanging.
I have been thinking about LA a lot lately, and I'd be keen to go in like August, September time.
Yeah.
Hang out and stuff.
Yeah, you know. Set up some cool work stuff.
We always say, yeah, we'll go for work.
No, we will this time because we're more onto it. I'm really proud of us. I just want to acknowledge. I'm really proud of us.
Yeah,
We've settled down. We're getting there.
I literally said to Ashton, I understand why people just want to become housewives and chill and have babies and just cook at home. Like,
maybe so bored.
The calm life might be for me soon.
I want both. You know, I was talking to my friend Luca about it and I was like, I want to be a mum. I want to be a great mum. I want to be a very present, hands-on mum. But I also want to travel. He's like, yeah, well, if you're rich, get a nanny.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying I want to work so hard now to set my life up in a way that, because I want to be the best mum ever. I also want 4 kids. What the fuck am I doing, bro? When have you wanted 4?
I've always wanted 2 or 4.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes, sissy, let's have 4.
Yeah. Imagine us with all our kids.
No, that's
kids.
Psychotic.
That's
8 kids. No.
Plus us. And well, we'll have our TV show by then, so it'll be perfect to pitch to them
Netflix or YouTube originals. We just think we would be super funny if you followed us around with the camera. I promise you, like, we'll make you laugh. We are quite funny when you just get us going you should see what happens in our household.
Obviously, if we had a secret camera in there.
You guys think you know us because you listen to our podcast. Think again.
There's an uncut version.
There's levels to this. There's uncut gems. We're like waiting an onion. To be seen.
We'll make you cry.
I'll make you cry. From laughter. And then we're so tasty. Oh my God. Kill me.
Why are we talking about food?
Oh, I'm keen. I'm eating Japanese food tonight. Don't. I can't wait.
I guess I'm technically eating Japanese. I'm going home and making salmon fillet.
You know, I'm making a salmon
dinner for one.
That's her playing the violin, sadly, to herself, by the way. Wow, we just jumped a few topics, didn't we?
Yeah. Boys, do we want to cover boys?
You can.
What's going on in my love life?
We know that Cardi keeps things private these days.
Cardi's a private girl. Let me see if I can give you some tea. I'm also like trying to keep it private. Not that I have much going on, TBH.
Why are you keeping it private? You have to be fucking out there.
Well, okay. Well, I'll try and spill as much. I don't really have much, like, you know what I mean? Like, don't want to, like, you know. Let me think. Well, I was like, I've gone on a few dates since I've been in London. Maybe 2 dates in total, really. Not many at all.
No. 2 people, but many dates.
I wouldn't say they're like dates.
Like, you've been hanging with boys.
I've been hanging with someone.
But three cute dates with like one specific boy.
Who? Let's name. Okay. We've got Sheffiana.
Oh, Mr. Sheffiana.
Mr.
Okay,
Sheffiana.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mr. Sheffiana is, I've gone on only one date.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
Well, you're saying that your dates are when like.
No, a date is when I'm wined and dined. Otherwise it's not a date.
It's a hang.
Okay. I've hung out with someone. Yeah. I've hung out with Sheffiana 3 times. That's it.
Yeah.
Only 3 times.
Yeah, they're doing like a catch-up
over like
once a month.
6 months, literally.
Yeah, honestly.
Over 4-5 months.
All I can say is I'm so proud of you really embracing your single era. Like, yeah. You've just been genuinely focusing on yourself because Ashton's issue used to be that she would get out of something and like immediately would just be like clinging on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And this is why I always hated every man's that came around because they weren't of quality.
Yeah.
Or like they just weren't for the – not of quality. They just weren't there for the right reason.
Yeah. I think I'm very, very aware that the next person I get into a relationship like should probably be my partner.
Why are we nuts like that? Like, I feel like we're so ready to meet our husbands. It's hilarious.
Well,
to
I
me.
Should be. I'm almost 30.
Why me? I'm 24. Why am I not like?
I think you're ready for love. I think you're confusing. Like, you're ready for another big relationship. I can't see getting bloody engaged.
Well, no, I'm saying I'm ready for my next big love that leads to the marriage. I don't want to have a few more and then I'm like, I like just want my person.
See, in my 20s, I was like, I know I don't want to get married. Like as I progressed through my 20s, I was like, I definitely don't want to be married in my 20s because I want to like
get go married,
through a like, few relos and see like
in what my 30s. I like. Or honestly, I'm not like really putting a number on it. I've never been someone to put a number on something, yeah. But I love.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck around. I don't want to like have to spread myself thin. I really hate dating. I just like honestly really don't like dating because I did a lot of fling-a-dings when I was younger.
You did.
I didn't do the relo, so I really got to taste all of the flavors.
Yeah. Oh God. So the foot cramp. So the only thing I have an issue with when people go, I'm dating to marry when they're in their 20s is I just feel like it can be very closed-minded. It actually can close you off because you're kind of being very narrow-minded.
Well, no, I'm not dating to marry.
No, but I'm just getting people
if I
who
get
do.
Into relos, they're with the hopes. They're with the hopes.
Well, yeah.
I'm open to it because I just wouldn't really get into a relationship with someone being like, I couldn't see myself this working long-term.
See, I got into a relationship with someone that I was kind of like, I know you're not going to be in my life forever, but for now you make me happy.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying this ride with you. But like there was a few that I was like, I don't see like a long-term future. Yeah. But like I was young, they were young, like,
see, I'd rather just be like focusing on myself if that, because
but I loved like the friend groups we had, the times together. Like sometimes the thing is, guys, even if you are someone who's like, I'm looking for my forever isn't guaranteed.
Well, no, just
I know, but that's what I'm saying, just, is like that's why it's so like mind fucking.
I honestly
just go with the flow
know.
Until
confused.
You're at the phase of life where you know you've like you'll know when you meet your person.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So
all I know is that I've learned so much about love and relationships in the past 12 months, and all I've really learned is that I just love, and I love loving someone, and I don't like spreading myself thin in the dating world. I am so excited to, I don't know, just keep focusing on having the best relos in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm just not on my hoe shit is all I'm saying.
Yeah. You're picky.
Always, but I've always been.
You're in your dedicated phase.
I had my hoe phase for honestly a few months when I first moved to London just because I forced myself to try. But it's not who I am in my core.
Yeah. It gets
literally
old.
It
gets old.
You do not deserve me.
And then you look back and you're like, oh, why did I give those people the time of day?
Yeah, yucky. There's so many like energy sucking vampire men and also girlies out there. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like if any male listeners, like there's people out there that just are weird. Stay away. Stay away, you weirdo. Ugh.
Well, I feel like I didn't really clarify my love life quickly, just to sum it up.
Yeah.
I'm single, very much single. I'm not really looking for a relo, but I'm open for a relo if the right person comes along.
She's not looking for a relo, she's looking for her husband.
I'm looking for my husband, but like I'm not actively looking. You know what I mean? But like, you know, anyways, I'm very closed off emotionally. But yeah, I'm hanging out with someone who's like, you know, one of my guy besties, and you know, we vibe. We're just friends, I would say. Mostly.
Yeah, it's not like going anywhere, but and it's then, so nice to have male energy.
The Chefiana I've gone on a few dates with.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've technically gone on one date with the Chefiana and we've hung out twice.
No, husband's not here yet, but like I'll know. Mummy will know. Sue will know when he's here. I'll know it. You'll know it.
Yeah, or maybe we won't know it.
No, we will. No, I can confirm. I know everything.
I know that it'll come at the right time. Right now, I'm not I'm working on myself. I've got a lot of revelations happening right now, and I'm realizing a lot about myself and a lot about things I need to work on, and think like a lot of insecurities have come up. A lot of that's the best way to put it. So I'm just happy to just keep cruising through.
I don't know how
doing
all
the
you,
inner work.
Yeah, how you guys have felt in this whole like past, I would say, like 6 weeks time has been so intense, I guess, for us, as I said, and so many people that I've spoken to. But I think it's coming back to astrology or not, I don't know, like it always fucking relates. But that is what the hard times come up for. And I said this to you the other day. I was like, even though everything's felt really hard, like an uphill battle, I haven't lost any sense of hope. If anything, it's helped me gain more hope because there's things being resolved within my psyche or within myself, or maybe like doubts that I'm overcoming now or seeing more clearly about. And I'm kind of just going like, the hard times never actually fully break you. And even if you think you're broken, you get to your most broken point, it's the most beautiful thing watching yourself climb out of it and like what you bring into your life after those broken moments. And I feel like I've just experienced that and it's actually made me way more positive.
Yeah.
Hitting rock bottom.
Well, what you water grows as well. I feel like you've now been very clear on what you need to put your time and energy into, and you can see the rewards that are paying off from it.
Yeah.
And I think when the universe shakes you up, it's just popping you on a different path so that you can, it's putting you on a different trajectory.
Yeah. So my parting message would be, you're going through it. Like, I promise you, and I know everyone says this, but like there's a reason and we don't know why we get sent to those places, but I do know why.
It makes sense eventually.
It just helps you grow. And later down the track, you end up getting to your aha moment where you go, that's why that thing happened. So if you're in a low point right now or things are really hard or everything hurts, just keep on going and try and, while you're in it, try and find the lesson. Or if you can't seem to see the lesson yet, just feel your feelings and you like need to just like nurture yourself through it and like try and focus on getting the self-soothing.
Self-soothing.
Because I noticed going without any of my vices, like a lot of my vices were food, alcohol, socializing and partying when things got hard. I removed
and
all
running
of
away,
that.
Traveling.
And running away and traveling. I stripped all of that back throughout my past 6 weeks, challenges. Which has been really emotionally challenging for me. And I just sat with myself and I feel 50 million times better for doing it. Mm-hmm. And I've made so many so many better decisions from doing that. So
your head is way more level.
Oh, way
Let
more
me vouch
on.
For that. Like 2 months ago, like you were in bed crying almost every day going, why do I feel this way? I don't get it. Like blah, blah, blah. And now I haven't seen you cry in ages. I know you still do sometimes. Yeah. Like I sometimes hear it.
She's like, yeah, sometimes
I hear you blow the nose and stuff.
Run to the toilet. I'm like, no, I cry and like let it out when it needs to be there, but it's not as ridiculous.
Not
like
consuming
it's not
you.
Consuming me. And I feel like, okay, like when I am really sad, I just am like, yeah, I'm sad today.
There's not a dark cloud following you around.
Yeah, it shakes off way easier and I've got more acceptance because I'm feeling my feelings for the first time and not escaping.
Honoring yourself. And my parting words are, don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
She used to have a little, now she's got a lot. And you know, no matter where it came from.
Oh, well, we hope you enjoyed this Yip Yap episode.
I don't even know what I've said. I actually just disassociated the whole time. I'm floating above my body.
Yip Yap with Ash and Carts.
Oh, I need to go get ready.
Yeah, for the big dinner.
Big dinner.
What are you going to eat?
A sushi.
No, but like what specifically? Like black cod?
Defo's a black cod.
Like black miso cod or whatever it's called. Are you going to have crispy tuna rice?
If they've got it, I'll get it.
Tuna tartare? Edamame.
No, not today. Yes, some edamame I will.
Okay. And obviously a sushi roll or two.
Yeah. Multiple.
Dessert?
I'm trying to still be good with the sugar, but I did have dessert last night.
Well, maybe then don't have it tonight.
Maybe I will. Who fucking knows? Anyways, that's
well,
that's,
either that's, choose dessert or alcohol. Don't do both.
We sound toxic.
No, it's about discipline.
I don't want to drink, but I want to drink, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Either drink or have dessert.
I don't think I should drink, but I'll just see the vibes.
Because you're not supposed to be having either, technically.
I know.
So.
Anyways.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's we'll update all. You with the meals in the next episode.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to rate us. Follow us on Insta.
By the way, thank you to every single person that comes up and says that you listen to our podcast and gives us love and support in person. Like, it actually is still so surreal. We're like, can't believe how many people in London listen to us.
I know, it makes us so happy.
So thank you so much. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.